He plays his love songs late at night.
Hey, this is Tony Williams, and thank you for tuning in to episode 32 of the Tony Williams Chill Music Radio Hour here on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo, Canada's best community radio station. We've got a great show lined up for you today with music from David Miles, Eric Bolton, Poor Marcus, Amanda Keels, April Wine, 2020, Alana York, Adrian Underhill, and Alex Leggett. We've also got a special treat for you today, an interview with singer-songwriter Scarlett McFarlane. We'll be spinning her tune Ever After a little later on in the show, but first, let's kick this one off as we always have in the past with a song that I wrote for a dear friend of mine who died way too soon. The song is called Music Man. I hope you enjoy it. That was my song, Music Man, and it's available on all major music platforms. First up, we've got a song by a multi-genre Canadian singer-songwriter, world-class entertainer, and politician from Fredericton, New Brunswick. We've played his music on the show before, and now David Miles is back, kicking this set off with his song, Time to Be a Man. After that, we'll hear from a Canadian alternative rock singer, songwriter, guitarist, and performer based in Cambridge, Ontario. Known both as a solo artist and as the front man for the rock band Shy Harry. His name is Eric Bolton, and his song is called Road Trip Love Song. Then finally, we'll hear from Marcus Bobish, who goes by the musical moniker Poor Marcus. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter, actor, and voice artist based out of Toronto, Ontario. We'll be spinning his tune entitled She's Gone. Let's listen.
Thank you. over time I'll see if I look back and laugh at the younger me. Only time will tell if the things I know right now I know too well. But that don't mean that much to me right now, 'cause I've never been alone. I've never known how. I've always been a kid with nothing on my hands, and never made my own bed, never made my own plans. It's time to make my own bed. It's time to be a man. Younger years, you were the one to help me face my fears. I'd try to run and turn away, but you'd pull me back and look to me and say, this might not mean that much to you right now, 'cause you've never been alone, never had to know how. You've always been a kid with nothing on your hands, and never made your own bed, never made your own plans. It's time to make your own bed. It's time to be a man.
From the people where I'm outside looking in, start growing. Think I'm finding love and light on the way, all the way. Oh, just another piece of life come away. A little love song for the road. To define this life just yet. Yeah, I know, 'cause this love is not for grown. I think I might break away down all those little roads I've always known. See them differently now, and make a little peace with all the challenges that hurt or help to grow. They're all important somehow. Thinking finding love was never far away, far away. And living like you've answered life is a shame. Just another love song for the road. define this life just yet. All I know is this love is not full grown.
That was David Miles, Time to Be a Man, followed by Eric Bolton, Road Trip Love Song, then finally, Poor Marcus, She's Gone. All right, as promised, we've got a special treat, an interview with singer-songwriter Scarlett McFarlane. We'll be playing her song Ever After here shortly, but first, Scarlett, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hey guys, my name is Scarlett. I'm so excited to be here on the Tony Williams Chill Music Radio Hour. This is awesome. So what do you want to know about me? I guess I'm a newish artist on the scene, and I say newish because I'm new in this era of releasing music, but I guess something you could know is that in my formative years as a young teen, I had a whole bubblegum pop space that I occupied, and then I pivoted hard and I occupied more of like a punk rock princess space with bright red hair, playing all the dive bars and local venues of New York City. That's where I'm from and based out of now and was then. And then I took a nice break and really took some time to figure out who I am and what my voice is, and really realized that the thing that I think wasn't quite sitting right with me during either of those other eras was that I wasn't really writing my own songs. I was often working with songwriters while they were incredibly talented, and I'm so grateful for them. I wasn't singing my own words, and communication is so important to me. I actually call like the genre of music that I am now releasing the storyteller pop, because I really think it conveys that, like, ultimately the intent of my songs is that I want other people to hear my words and either relate to them, find themselves in them, and want to respond to it. And that's the goal, right? So I think finding that I had a voice and something I wanted to say, and that I did in fact have the skill to write my own songs, was really a powerful force for me and allowed me to unlock this new level within myself as a person and as an artist. So I got them recorded. I worked with a wonderful producer, Scott Jacoby. And here we are, 15 songs. I'm releasing them one at a time that have already been written and recorded. Hopefully more to come someday.
So Scarlett, tell us a little bit more about this song, Ever After, that we're getting ready to play for our audience here shortly.
Ever After for me was really written as a note to self. It's very much about the idea that we are living the future that we created yesterday right now. It's happening now. It's not off in the distance. It's happening all around you. And to really pause and take note of the good moments. I am the guiltiest party of them all in terms of getting somewhere or accomplishing something and immediately going, what's next? That is my propensity. I think it's a good thing. And I think it's also a really difficult thing to live with in yourself, because you just often fail to notice where you are and how far you've come. And you always feel like you're striving for what's next, which is a lot of self-pressure. So I really wrote this song as kind of, like I said, a note to self. I was picturing for me, and I hope people put their own moments into my song and find their own good things to appreciate. But for me, I was picturing a future moment, hypothetically, of the idea of standing on a stage, me and, you know, thousands of people would, of course, be the dream come true, and singing my songs for them. And I don't want to be there thinking about what's next. I want to be there with them in that moment. And so this song really spilled out of me as a ode to that moment, to that dream, and making sure I take the time to appreciate it, admire it, that my future self is loving my past self, and my past self is working for my future self, and we're just all in harmony to with each other. That's kind of meta. So that was really what the song was about for me, and it's really been really cool every step of the way, from writing it to then recording it. So like recording me was got to be like, I'm singing this song now. This song that I spent, this was one of my harder songs to write. I had a lot of difficulty getting it to where I wanted. And sometimes songs are really easy, and this wasn't one of them. And in the studio, it was like, I get to sing it now. And then making content to promote and support it, it was like when I was all over Scotland, of all places, which is gorgeous. You should go there. And I was lip syncing it in like Glencoe and Isle of Skye. And I was like, where am I in this fairy tale singing this song? And it really made me pause and take notes. So I think it's going to work. I think the note to self, that little post-it note of one of my songs, is hopefully someday when the dream does come true and I get to stand on that stage, I'll be like very present for it. So yeah, that's what Ever After is about. I hope that people will go listen to it and find their own moments to be present for. And yeah, go check it out. It's streaming everywhere, Spotify, Apple, Amazon. You can find it on any of my socials pages at Scarlett McFarlane or my website, scarlettmcfarlane.com. Thanks for listening, guys. And yeah, have the best day. Go live your ever after.
You can't give much of a better introduction than that. This is Scarlett McFarlane, Ever After.
Deep breath and night. It's Ever After.
Scarlett McFarlane, Ever After. Let's kick this next set off with an award-winning Canadian country singer-songwriter from London, Ontario. Her name is Amanda Keels, and we'll be playing her song entitled My Heart Feels the Same Way Too. After that, I'm going to get a little nostalgic. When I started playing music, our band played this song that never quite made it into the top 10 of either the U.S. or Canadian music charts. Nonetheless, it was noted for being the 14th music video played during the launch of MTV back in 1981. The song is called Just Between You and Me, and it was played by the legendary Canadian rock band known as April Wine. Then finally, we'll play a song simply entitled Spark by the American power pop band 2020. Hope you enjoy.
I got a problem with my life, he said softly to his wife. I just can't get it right. Every time I try to explain, it always comes out the same, and I mess up again. How I wish he could be a different man. Then I gently took his hand. On a star that's just a little bit too far from the point that we are. How I wish I could change this woman. Save your soul and my heart, become one again.
Always I know our love will.
That was Amanda Keel's My Heart Feels the Same Way Too, followed by April Wine, Just Between You and Me, and then finally, Spark by 2020. Are you a band or solo artist who listens to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo?
Sir, yes, sir!
Do you play music that is consistent with the musical theme here on the Tony Williams Chill Music Radio Hour?
Sir, yes, sir!
Would you like to hear your songs played here on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo? All right, so all you got to do is email me at TonyWilliamsMusic@mail.com. That's TonyWilliamsMusic@mail.com, and we'll see what we can do about getting you on the show. All right. Let's get this third set rolling with a song by a Canadian singer, songwriter, pianist, and producer based in Nova Scotia. Her name is Alana York, and her song is called Let Me Go. After that, we'll hear from a Canadian alternative pop and electro-soul singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist who was originally trained as a classical cellist. The artist is Adrian Underhill, and we'll be spinning his tune entitled Carry On. Then finally, we'll be playing a song by an independent Canadian singer-songwriter and traveling performer, originally from Gananoque, Ontario. Known for his eclectic, prolific songwriting, his music spans a wide range of themes from love ballads and raw emotional pieces to narratives on cultural events. The artist is Alex Leggett, and his song is called Saw It Coming. Here we go.
On the way to the bottom, all the way here I've been good. Look around me, no you can't cause. Look around you, were never really there. Will you ever? Let me go, will you ever let me go?
tell yourself that you're not good enough and that you don't deserve a thing, and you carry on, try to live another day.
That was Alanna York, Let Me Go, followed by Adrian Underhill, Carry On, and then finally Alex Leggett, Saw It Coming. All right, once again, we're running out of time here on the Tony Williams Chill Music Radio Hour, so I'm going to call on some of the best people I know to help me decide which song to play as the last song of this episode.
Steve grabs a beer! Steve grabs a beer! Steve grabs a beer! Steve grabs a beer!
All right, Steam Crabs and Beer it is. This is a song that I wrote in honor of my dad. I hope you enjoy it.
Steam Crabs and Beer.
said the things I knew I should. Over what I would give to have it here. Another Father's Day of Steve Grant's in here. Kicking back and chilling, slow, but mom's got a bingo bag, she's ready to go. That old back porch is just a memory now. Wish I could go back some way, somehow. No matter my problems, you know what to say. Who will I ask now that you're gone away? Oh, what I wouldn't give to have you here. Another Father's Day, a steam crab. Things are gone. I feel so lost now, but I know you're here. Every time I think of steam crabs and beer.
Okay, that was my song, Steamed Crabs and Beer, dedicated to my dad, and it's available on all major music platforms. Thanks again for tuning in to the Tony Williams Chill Music Radio Hour here on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo, and thank you to the fine people here at the station for allowing me to bring this show to you. We're here on the first and third Sunday of each month and any fifth Sunday in months that have one, so I hope you'll be listening the next time we air. But until then, stay cool and keep listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo, Canada's best community radio station.
TV commercials really got me down.
I don't know if I can face now.